In the middle, please. Don't touch where they are.
Oh. Can we read this? Can you try?
The very hungry caterpillar. Wow, look at that stuff.
All kinds of dots.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what he ate.
All kinds of dots, huh? Can you read that? Can you sound it?
From four. My
sister. Krista.
Krista. In the
light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. See the little egg? There's the moon. Want me to read?
Mm-hmm.
One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar.
Watch this.
He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through how many oranges?
Five.
But he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night, he had a stomach ache. Didn't you? The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that, he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore. And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore.
He was a big, fat caterpillar.
He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Can you imagine being in the house all the time for 2 weeks?
Oh, my.
Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly. Pretty?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it?
Yeah, that's all the stuff he ate.
Wow.
Everything.
Pretty good. Wait, I think we have another one.
Here's another book.
And just
fixing those stickers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to read again?
Yeah.
Okay. It's called What Next, Baby Bear?
I've seen that at school too.
Yeah. Wow. No, you can't, said Mrs. Bear. It's bath time. Oh, I did skip a page. Can I go to the moon, asked Baby Bear. The question that I answered already, huh? No, you can't, said Mrs. Bear. It's bath time. Anyways, you have to find a rocket first. Baby Bear found a rocket in the closet under the stairs. He found a space helmet on the drain board in the kitchen and a pair of space boots on the mat by the front door. He packed his teddy bear and some food for the journey and took off up the chimney. Whoosh! Out into the night. Look at him. What's that?
It's a cat.
An owl flew past. What a great rocket, he said. Where are you going? To the moon, said Baby Bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said the owl. It's always nice to say please. An airplane roared out of the clouds. Baby Bear waved, and some of the passengers waved back.
I saw one of them wave too.
Wow. On and on they flew, up and up, above the clouds, past millions of stars, until at last they landed on the moon. Boy.
And his hat fell too.
There's nobody here, said Baby Bear. There are no trees, said the owl. It's kind of boring, said Baby Bear. Should we have a picnic? What a good idea, said the owl. We'd better go, said Baby Bear. My bath must be ready by now. Off they went, down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you. It rained, and the rain dripped through Baby Bear's helmet. Home went Baby Bear, back down the chimney, and onto the living room carpet with a bump. Look at him. Mrs. Bear came into the room. How did you get so dirty? She gasped as she took him into the bathroom. You look like you've been up the chimney. I have, said Baby Bear. First I found a rocket, then I put on my space helmet, then I flew to the moon. Oh my, said Mrs. Bear, laughing. What will you think of next?
So, do you go to a Head Start class?
Yes.
Okay, can I tell you, I'm a teacher at a Head Start class in my town, and the other day we went to the park, and I was wondering, do you ever go to the park with
playground.
Playground? So we went, and I have this little boy, Alex, and he always tries to run away from the park.
I've seen him.
Well, I think this might be another little boy, Alex, and he always tries to run away from the
what
park.
What color hair?
It's like curly dark hair.
Not the same Alex.
Yeah, I think this would be too far away from his house. But anyways, we were trying to line up to go back in for lunch, and I couldn't find Alex anywhere, and I was really, really scared because I'm the teacher, and I'm supposed to take care of all the kids. And we looked everywhere. All the kids were looking. And finally, we looked. There's a bench way at the other end of the playground, and he was under there asleep. But I was so scared. I was thinking, what am I going to tell his parents? I can't find them. I hope he didn't leave. Can you tell me something scary that's happened to you?
Nothing.
Oh, she's never gotten lost like that.
Has anything scary ever happened to you?
No. Thank God.
Any more books or something to do?
I don't know.
Yeah, we do, actually.
That would have scared the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, I could put a couple years on it.
Oh, years. I think I would have gone home with totally gray hair.
That's right.
Wow.
I stay right here so the stickers won't come
apart. Oh, pardon me. Animals in the wild. Elephant. Elephants are the largest land animals. This baby looks tiny beside his mother. When it was born, it weighed 200 pounds, and it was 3 feet tall. That's pretty big.
That's my biggest one.
I know. It grew inside its mother for over 1 year and 10 months, more than a year longer than a human baby needs to grow inside its mother. A baby elephant is called a calf. A mother elephant usually gives birth to one calf at a time. She won't give birth again until her calf is about 3 years old. A baby elephant may drink its mother's milk until it is 4 or 5 years old. It curls back its trunk while feeding. See? There are two kinds of elephants, Asian and African. This is a female Asian elephant. Asian elephants are not as tall as their African cousins. They also have smaller ears. See how little their ears are?
Yeah, and the feet.
And their feet? I don't see too much difference in the feet yet. Ears? and their tusks are smaller. The female called a cow often has no tusks at all. See, this is a girl. She doesn't have these. See?
And that's a male.
Mm-hmm. This is an African elephant. Male elephants are called bulls. African elephants have a dip in their backs. See right there on the top? That's the little dip that they're talking about.
They look like little black dots.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Right here. Oh, I think that's the wrinkles in his skin. They also have ridges on their trunks, which end in two points.
What's the trunk?
This, see this big long thing? That's their trunk.
Oh, you mean their nose?
Well, kinda, yeah.
It's a long one, too.
Jimmy Durante. Asian elephants have smoother trunks that end in just one point. Oh, look. The elephant's nearest living relative is a small furry creature called a hyrax. Aren't they cute?
Mm-hmm. They look a little like mice.
These hyraxes live in rocky holes in Africa. They don't look much like elephants, but their feet are like elephants' feet, only much smaller. Another close relative to the elephant is the sea cow. This sea cow is called a manatee. Sea cows are shy creatures that never leave the water. Their skin and teeth are like an elephant's. Some sea cows even have small tusks. Wow. Wouldn't you like to see an elephant?
I want to ride in a horse, too.
Have you ever? You're a little young still. Yeah.
When I'm 6 years old.
Well, we'll think about it. Asian elephants often live in forests and swamps. This Asian cow elephant lives in Nepal, a small country north of India. You can see her small ears and her very small tusks. See?
I can see it right here.
Mm-hmm. It's
real small.
Looks like a little tooth.
Yeah, I know.
African elephants live in the plains as well as forests. This African elephant lives in the open grassland. It flaps its huge ears to help keep cool in the hot African sun. Would you like to have ears that big so you could cool yourself off?
No.
Yeah, sometimes it'd be nice. Look at
babies.
Wow. I'd like to go to Africa someday and see that.
I don't know.
Elephants do not eat meat. They eat grass, leaves, fruit, and bark. As much as 250 pounds a day. Glad I don't have to feed them.
I know.
They use their trunks to reach high branches.
I know what else they eat. Peanuts.
Yeah. They tear up plants and strip the bark off trees. They use their tusks to dig for salt. They also dig holes in dry riverbeds to find water. Then other thirsty animals come and drink the water too. Do you know why they need salt? So that they don't sweat out all the water that they take in the heat.
Look at that one.
Wow, he looks like he's covered in mud.
I know, it looks like he's gray too.
Mm-hmm. Elephants drink an amazing amount of water.
I know how he gets clean.
Yeah. He drinks about 50 gallons of water a day. They suck up quarts of water into their trunk at a time, then squirt the water down their throats. They also bathe by squirting the water from their trunks all over their bodies. Elephants love to take baths. You must be an elephant. You love to take a bath.
Yeah, but I'm not an elephant.
Okay. They are good swimmers, and they like to splash around in the water.
Mommy, isn't he cute?
Because they drink so much and enjoy swimming so much, elephants need to live near a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
Elephants are often bothered by flies and other insects. They get rid of them by taking mud baths. Remember I told you it looked like he was covered in mud?
Yeah.
This group of African elephants looks red because they have been rolling in red mud. Elephants live and travel in groups called herds. You want to sit on my lap?
No, thanks. Okay. But I still love you.
A herd may be a few animals or a few hundred. Most of the time, elephants are peaceful animals. They usually charge only if they are threatened. Bull elephants get very excitable and angry for a few weeks or months, about once a year. This is called being in must. Zoo elephants must be kept by themselves during must. Look, looks almost like they're kissing.
Yeah, they maybe are.
Yeah.
But they're both boys. Maybe they're brothers or cousins.
Oh, could be. Elephants are very smart animals. There are even schools for Asian elephants. They are taught to drag piles of heavy logs and load them onto trucks. Elephants also carry people, like these men with their bundles of grass. These Asian elephants are being rounded up to be trained for work. African elephants are not as easy to train. Often they are killed for their ivory tusks, even though this is against the law. Elephants deserve better treatment than this. I agree, don't you?
Let's hand that other book.
Probably.
Wow, the first piece of the book. We get some of these.
You have dinosaurs at school?
Yeah.
Do you know what kind this is?
No.
This looks like Littlefoot.
Yeah. And so is this, his mother.
Maybe this is Littlefoot and this is his mother. What do you think?
Maybe.
Do you know what this is?
No.
A hippopotamus.
Look what I found.
An elephant.
Yeah, but one
What's
of these.
What's this?
A little one. To
be oh,
one.
You and me.
Let me see this one for
look
me.
It.
Hey, Mama, look. His head goes
oh,
back and forth.
Oh, look. There's two little babies.
Oh.
Look. And little zebras.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh? Oh. A lion. Is that a lion or is that a tiger?
It's a lion. It's cute, though.
And what's this?
I don't know.
A hippopotamus.
A baby one.
And do you know what this is?
No. Triceratops?
No.
Dinosaur? I don't know.
Is it Rocksteady or Bebop?
Rocksteady.
With that's a rhinoceros.
I can't open it.
What? I don't think it opens. Yes, it does.
It's a little dinosaur.
Oh, pretty neat.
Yeah.
Wow. He's pretty funky looking, huh? Kind of clear. I wonder if they look like that when they're born. What do you
Maybe.
Think?
Maybe.
Maybe? What are you going to do? Make a zoo?
Nope.
What are you doing?
I'm just putting them the way they are. I like them.
Oh.
Okay, let's do the telephone. You take this telephone.
Okay.
And I'm going to put this stuff together.
Okay.
Here's the mama.
Pretty neat, huh?
Mm-hmm. Nice, too.
Do you know why they're so tall?
How?
So they can eat off the tops of trees.
And so they won't get hurt, maybe.
Maybe.
The little ones don't stand, you know.
No.
You have to put some
Maybe they're sleeping.
Nah.
No?
And those ones can't even stand.
You sure?
Yeah. That's good. Little ones must use this. I wonder if there's a mother that goes to this.
I don't see one. What do you think?
I don't know.
She must be visiting someone else.
Do you know who the mother is in this?
I guess they must be teenagers.
I don't know. I
Maybe we should put the ones that are alone together. And they can,
It's okay.
They can make their own group. What do you think? That way they don't have to be alone.
Okay, telephone. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, what are you doing?
I'm playing.
What are you playing?
I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, so what are we going to do later?
Maybe we'll go to my grandmother's.
I thought we might go shopping or go out on the town.
What day is it?
It's Saturday. What do you think?
Yeah.
Should we go and invite Adrian maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe we can call him later.
Sure.
And you can talk to him.
All right.
Did you tell everybody that Adrian was your boyfriend?
No.
Keeping that a secret, huh?
Well, I only told her.
You did?
Bye-bye. I love you, Mom.
Bye. I love you, too.
I guess fun. This sure is fun.
No.
Weird.
Pretty neat. That reminds me of the, things that that Easter decoration that opens up, the wooden one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it has a little baby bunny inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Can we make Eureka's castle?
I don't know. Look.
Oh, rhinoceros. Let me check this
out. What was that on? The Wizard of Oz.
A rhinoceros?
A rhinoceros.
Oh, yeah.
Can you put the rest of those in?
Mm-hmm. Let's see where it fits. You darn dinosaur, get in. I'll put them in this way.
Want me to do it?
No, I can do it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can we see if he's home?
Well, not right now. Later on we can call him. Okay.
Can we see if he's home too later?
Well, we'll see. First we'll call.
Yeah.
That's polite. You call first.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's one missing.
I see him. Right near the zebras. I mean the giraffes.
Yeah. I knew you were doing something. Next to both of them.
Yeah.
Do you know how to make Eureka's castle?
I don't think I've ever seen Eureka's
Mama,
castle.
Mama, I think you're supposed to put this in one and change its color.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's one of them. I think it is.
I think these are just matchbox cars.
I don't think so.
Grabby today, huh?
Let's see.
Nana would like this car. It's green.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing? Being a pig? You're not going to share with me?
I'll give you this one.
Oh. I want this one.
No, I want that one.
How about this one?
No, this one.
No, that one's ugly. I want this one.
I want that
one. Come on, you have the pink one. Let Mommy have the blue one. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what are we going to do with them?
I don't know. Hello. I'm talking to my boyfriend.
Oh. Okay.
Hey. All right. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if I want it. That's good sometimes on stuff. Yeah. Like how she works out.
Looks like a seesaw.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hey, I want to use that.
What?
There's only one of them. I want to use it.
What, this?
Yeah.
What's the magic word?
Please. Watch this. Come on, live.
Check it out, dude.
Maybe this one will work. Whoops, I got the grab almost.
Whoa!
Whoa! Oh, maybe I'm just gonna go to sleep now. I don't know what that does either.
It's his neck pin. He's pretty lopsided, huh? Whoa. Just needs a little help.
Yeah, I bet. Does work good, doesn't it?
Pretty radical, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, the pinky doesn't work.
No?
Sometimes it does, but sometimes it falls. Hey, we could use this as a car thing, huh?
What kind of car thing?
Well, like when you get your car broken.
Oh, and they put it up on the things?
Yeah.
The only thing is that it'd need to have a space in between so somebody could look underneath it.
That kind of works, huh?
He could crush the cars, he's so big.
So could this one.
He has got such a big body, but such a little head.
He's got a big head.
No, he's got a little head too. He's got a big neck.
Let me see. Let me count on this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. God, that's a lot.
Boom. What do you think it was like when the dinosaurs were around?
I don't know.
You think there were houses and people and...
No.
No?
Just dinosaurs.
Just dinosaurs?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay, guys, I hate to break up the dinosaur.
You can just tell me the story, too, if you want. Gonna do that? Tell me what happens?
It's okay.
Mommy, I can't read.
You don't have to tell me the exact words they have. You can just tell me what happens in the pictures. Okay? What you remember.
Okay.
Okay? There's no right. It's just like the other games. There's no right answers. Just tell me what happens.
Go ahead. You sound out the words like we do.
Or you don't even have to do that. You can just tell me what happens in the pictures. Okay? We don't
want
it.
Go ahead.
I want it to be fun. Can you tell me what I don't know this story as well as you do. Can you tell me what happens? Okay. If you don't remember this page, you can just go to the next page. You don't have to read. Don't worry about the words. Just tell me what happens in the story.
Just tell her in your own words what's going on. What's the matter?
I'm too scared, Mommy.
What?
I'm too scared.
Oh, there's nothing to be scared of, honey. You can just tell me what happens in the book. What's this?
Caterpillar.
What's he up to?
He wants to eat.
Oh.
He's hungry.
Really?
Oh, yum. Mom, what are these?
What do they look
apples?
Like?
Monday, one apple? One apple. Tuesday, two pears. Thursday? Wednesday. I don't know what those are. Blueberries?
What's purple? What kind of fruit is purple that we have that you don't like?
Plums. 3 plums on Wednesday. And Thursday he ate 4 strawberries. Yeah. And on Friday he ate 5 oranges. but he was still hungry.
You can just say the one, Gina. I know, that's a lot of food, isn't it?
I don't know what days these are.
They don't have days. Just tell what they are.
Chocolate cake, ice cream, pickle, cheese. What's this? Salami? Lollipop, cherry pie, sausage, cupcake, and a yucky watermelon. And then one day, he ate a big leaf.
There it is right there, huh?
Then he wasn't hungry anymore. I don't know what that is.
What's it called? Do you remember what it's called? What he wraps himself into?
No, I forgot.
That's okay.
I love you. And then he became a butterfly.
There he is.
Ready, Mom?
Yeah.
That's good. All right, we have this next set of toys here.
Oh, new toys.
We've never seen them before, right?
I don't know. Come on over here.
There you go.
Ooh. Check this out.
It's so cute.
Wow. I'm as bad as she is. Look at they all stick together.
This, Mama.
You can't open it? Does it open?
Yeah.
I don't know if it does.
Yeah, it does. I know it does.
How do you know?
Because. Does it?
I don't know. You try.
I can't do it. It's kind of heavy, too.
I wonder what's in it. What do you think?
I don't know. I can't do this. I don't know.
Maybe it's cookies.
Maybe.
Maybe it's... What else could be in it?
Baubles
for your hair. Maybe it's parakeet food. Well, it was a try. Pretty neat, huh? Look at, they're all magnetized.
Oh, all Mama. Of them.
These are what's, ooh.
I love darts for my grandmother.
But you don't take that. That's not yours to take. Okay. Look at. Do you know what these are?
No.
Magnets. Look. Pretty cool, huh?
Whoa!
Too heavy.
Yeah.
Too heavy. Oh, look at the rock. Look at it.
I know, it's pretty. It's pretty.
Yeah. It's smooth.
That one's prettier.
Mm. Oh, look. This has got something in it. Carrot?
Yeah. I don't know if you can open it.
This one too.
I think they opened.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This is cool.
I know.
This reminds me of something that you'd see on that Mr. Wizard show. You know, that he does all those experiments?
These are the ones that opened. Must
they open?
I think so.
I don't think so. I think they have little pieces of metal in them. Be attracted to this.
I don't know.
Good catch, huh?
Yeah. Do you have any scissors or something to open this?
Frustrating, huh?
Yeah. I don't know if anybody can open it.
I don't either. I wonder. Oh! Check it out. It's a magnet. Check it out. Look. Whoa.
They have magnets at school.
Do they?
Yep.
That magnetized notebook. Oh!
Too heavy.
Pretty cool. Here we are trying to open it. You know what was in it? A magnet. I thought it was something to open too.
I wonder what's in that bag over there.
I don't know.
Me either.
I want to play with this. I'm worse than she is. Oh, come on! Come on! You're not fair. You're not fair. You don't play fair. Look at you rolling them everywhere. Look, we're making a mess. They're going to go home and they're going to be missing some of their little things. Oh, you're not playing fair. I want to share with Mama. Come on, share with Mama.
Only put the balls on.
There's only one ball. Oh, can I put the other colored balls on?
Yes.
You're not playing fair again.
Sissy's still open.
I don't think they do.
No, and I don't even know what's in that bag behind you. No, over there.
I don't know. It's
maybe
not my
toys.
Business. It's not mine.
Maybe it's another package of toys.
Maybe. I like this. My turn.
My turn. I didn't my get turn. A turn.
You fibber. You fibber. You cheater. Cheat, cheat, never beat. Cheat, cheat, never beat.
There's another one right behind you, butthead.
Butthead?
Stop, butthead. Please.
Butthead? I don't think I want to play with you anymore. Calling me a butthead. I don't smoke anymore, remember?
Yes.
I quit.
But yes.
2 years ago,
but
so
first.
I am not a butthead anymore.
Yeah, you are.
No,
butthead.
I'm not a butthead.
Butthead.
Tickle bug is gonna tickle you till you tell him I'm not a butthead anymore.
You're not a butthead.
Goose.
Yeah.
I got the silver ball. You hog.
I get it from you.
You're a hog.
You hog.
Come back down here and play.
I'll give these back if you let me use them, please.
You bring that down here and we'll play together.
I'll put some of these in my arm somewhere.
No. Oh, those? We'll do that after.
These?
Yeah.
I want to put them on here.
No. Because they'll get ruined when we move. You don't want them to get ruined, do you?
Why do you need the stupid boxes?
Because I have to pack the stupid stuff we have.
Well, you don't need the stupid boxes. You need a mover.
Well, first we have to pack the stupid stuff so the stupid movers can move our stupid stuff in those stupid boxes. Ugh. Oh, you hog. That's okay, I still got the silver ball.
You're gonna lose it.
Which hand's it in?
These two.
That's not fair. Which hand's it in?
That one.
Uh-huh, you lose.
That one. That one.
Uh-huh, you lose.
that one.